Hi guys, it's Sadie
and Tegan,
and we're from the Sassy Podcast.
You just said Susie Podcast.
Susie. I keep on thinking of our YouTube channel.
Oh, and go check that out.
Yes,
it's the Super Awesome Sisters show. Okay, Tegan, what are we going to be talking about today?
We're going to be talking about the new movie, well, kind of new, Grinch.
Yeah, I know it's not Christmas, it's summer, but it's a movie I've recently seen because I haven't seen it before. And
I've seen it like a kajillion times.
And I don't know what I'm trying to say, but it was really crazy. And it was kind of weird. Sorry if you hear like a fan or kids yelling. I have my cousin and my siblings are being crazy, and my fan is on because it's hot. Well, what do you think of the movie?
It was cool, but I'm kind of sad that we didn't get to see it in theaters.
So we had to wait
a long time.
It's okay. I mean, like, go see it. It's on Netflix. It was pretty cool. It's a little weird. It's not normal. I mean, like, it was kind of a different plot. How it all happened was different.
And in the movie, the Grinch actually gets nice.
I was surprised by that.
In the first movie, it does it too.
No, it doesn't.
Yeah, his heart grows 3 times more.
No.
Do we need to go watch the movie?
I think so, because I don't remember that.
See, look. So, in the beginning, it says his heart is 3 sizes too small, and then he tries to save all the presents and bring them back, and his heart grows 3 times.
That's the second movie, Sadie.
Go ask Dad. I swear I'm right. Come here. Tegan, we're going to ask Dad.
That's the second movie, Sadie.
No.
Yes, it is.
No, it's not.
Yes, it
okay.
Is.
Me and Tegan have a question, and you are going to be on this.
Okay.
In the first movie, does his heart grow 3 times and become nice, like the second one, too?
So there's actually 3 movies for The Grinch.
Wait, what?
Yeah, so the one you guys talking about, the newest one, is the third major movie for The Grinch. There was one back in the 60s or 70s that came out, the first one. Mm-hmm. And then there was the one that I watched that was when I was in high school with Jim Carrey. And then there's the one you guys just watched. So you're asking me if in the first one, the old one, or in the one that the live action one that I like.
Wait, so there's a different one besides the live action one too?
There's a live action one?
Yeah, that's the one we're talking about, Tegan.
That's not live action.
The one, yes. The one with the guy in the fursuit, where he has to go and he shaves in school and they can make fun of him because he cuts himself.
No.
You've seen it.
Yeah, and his heart grows 3 times. Nice again.
Not in the second one he doesn't. That's the third one.
No, they
You're
both do it.
The third one.
Dad, tell her they both grow and become nice.
No.
Yes, his heart grows. And all of this. That's the whole point of the, if you read the book, you know, it's based off a book. You know that, right?
Mm-hmm.
If you read the book, his heart grows 3 times its normal size, and he becomes nice again. That's part of that's the point of the whole story.
That's the plot, Tegan. That's the plot.
Mean, nice.
Yes. What? So when you have a big heart, you're nice. If you have a little heart, you're mean.
Like, tiny.
Yep.
Yeah, so I'm right, Tegan.
That's okay.
Comment if you thought... comment. But
tweet,
yeah.
Tweet at them. Send them a tweet.
Tweet, Instagram, or
tweet.
Facebook.
Or just go outside and yell real loud. They might hear you.
And say if you thought the same as Tegan.
Yeah.
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 Do you still need me? Or are you good? Am I good to go back to what I was doing?
You can go.
I want you to stay here for 50 million trillion chameleon.
When did Tegan become a 5-year-old?
I don't know. Well,
I'm not a 5-year-old.
Well, she does talk like this often. I think she's shrinking and then growing again.
Right. I mean, you kids go have fun with your podcast.
And then, well, if we're that kiddish, I don't think we can be doing our own podcast by ourselves.
I think I just said podcast.
Yes, well, you should be doing your podcast by yourself because you're a big girl.
Podcast. You said it's 2.
Podcast.
Podcast.
So you kids go back to your room and you do your podcast. Why do important adult stuff here?
You're editing a podcast.
Yeah, important adult stuff.
That's not important adult stuff. That's just editing.
A podcast?
Tegan, it is important. I mean, like, it's not that important.
Well, it is important, but not as important as other things in the world.
So you're telling me that sitting here talking to you on your guys' podcast is more important than me editing my podcast?
Yeah, that's what Tegan's saying. That's not what I'm saying.
I think they're both the same amount of important.
I would agree.
Yeah, I'm just saying.
You guys are cute.
Just not the end of the world.
All right, you guys go have fun. I'm gonna go back to this.
Yeah, okay. Okay, so, Tegan, I have a question for you.
What is that?
What do you think the differences are between the second one and the third one? Since I have not seen the first one, neither have you.
I think the first one is more grinchy.
You mean the second one?
No, the first
one. We've never seen the first one.
Oh, yeah, the second one. The second one.
Yeah. No, the first one. God, child! I think the first one is more life action and a lot more different. Like, the plot is the same. Like, they both grow. But one of them's live action, one of them's not. It's just, it's different. There's this weird guy and how they do all the stuff and, like, get the sleigh and this different, like, stuff, and it's weird.
Yeah, so what do you want to talk about next?
We're still doing this podcast. Okay, so who was your favorite character?
The Grinch.
Oh.
And Cindy Lou Who.
Cindy Lou Who.
Cindy Lou Who is one of my favorite characters, but it's sad that the presents get stolen by the Grinch.
Yeah, but he returns them.
Yeah, but then he becomes nice, so that's why he returns them.
No, because the plot is he takes the presents, tries to take away Christmas, but he realizes he can't take away Christmas because Christmas isn't about presents and a bunch of food and Christmas trees. It's about being with family and giving and loving, and he realizes that and his heart grows and becomes loving.
I thought it was funny in the movie.
You just totally skipped onto something like that was funny. Okay, you can do that next, but let's finish this.
Okay.
So that's the plot, Tegan.
Mm-hmm.
He's supposed to steal all the presents. Stealing the presents and trying to take away Christmas is what makes him good, because he returns it realizing he can't take away Christmas, because that's not what it's about.
I liked when Cindy Lou, when they all went in a huge quadrillion circles around the Christmas tree.
Quadrillion?
Yeah, it looked like a quadrillion circle.
A quadrillion, billion, trillion?
Yes.
Okay, I don't know my favorite part. I don't really, never ask me my favorite part, because I'll start naming like 40 favorite parts and I'll just say, oh no, never mind, I love the whole movie.
Same with me, but my favorite part is when they all circled around the Christmas tree and sang.
Then you, oh my God. Okay, well, any questions for me?
Yes. What did you think was funny?
I thought, him thinking, like, that weird mid-age 40-year-old guy, mm-hmm. little small and stuff. I think who thought he was friends with Grinch, thought he was really funny and cool. I think he was one of my favorite characters. Though he wasn't a main character.
So, what I thought was really funny, I have a few different funny parts.
Funny part.
I have
only.
Two.
I don't care.
I'm going to name both of them.
Oh, cool.
One, when the Grinch got stuck upside down on the spinning thingy on the roof. I don't know what that's called. Mm-hmm. And then my second favorite part was when the Grinch got the cat in his face.
Oh, yeah, that was funny. I feel bad for the Grinch because I think if the kids didn't treat him like they did when he was younger, this whole thing would have never happened and he would have had a happy little family. I wonder where the Grinches I wonder where the Grinch's family is, like parents and stuff. But he really didn't have any. The plot, that is kind of weird.
So I was wondering if they made a third one and actually showed the Grinch's family.
You mean the fourth?
The fourth.
We need to see the first one so we can do like a review.
She can't say it.
Review.
It's review.
Review about it.
Review.
What's review mean? Like reviewing?
Sadie trying to say review.
Review. Jesus.
Review.
Oh, and I know we didn't say this in the beginning, but there are going to be spoilers. If you haven't seen it, so yeah. Go check out our YouTube channel.
I already told them this.
I don't care. I just want them to subscribe. And I just think you guys should check it out and have some fun. I mean, like, check it out. It's really weird. But also see the second one and the first one. Me and Tegan want to see the first one now.
Well, at least I want to see the first one.
I have been begging Dad for 20 million hours to see the first one.
You've been begging Dad for like 5 minutes.
Make that 5 seconds.
2 minutes.
Still works.
Oh, I've begged him since the day I was born.
What do you think Grinch was like? What do you think was going on in the Mr. Grinch? Yeah, Mr. Grinch is mine.
Mr. Grinch's?
Yes, like Mr. Grinch.
Grinch's dad?
I said, what do you think was going on in Mr. Grinch's mind?
So
Grinch. What do you think was going on in his mind?
I thought, he was...
I push the button.
Stand up normal. I mean, sit down normal.
Okay. So, what were we talking about?
What do you think was going on in his mind?
Like when he was younger or when he was older?
During it all.
I thought he was just like a bunch of things were flowing through his mind. If he should be good or if he should be bad.
I thought maybe he was upset and wanted to get revenge on the whole town for something that happened in his kid, and he has been planning this out for a while, and then found the perfect Christmas time and did it then, and realized you don't need revenge if you can forgive and forget.
Yeah, what she said.
Totally, yeah, what she said.
What do you think Cindy Lou Who's, how do you think Cindy Lou Who was, what do you think was going on in her mind?
I thought that she just, she was just waiting until, she was, praying for Santa to make her mom feel better.
That's okay. I think what was going in her mind during the whole movie, that she just wanted to have a good Christmas with her mom and brothers, little twin brothers, and not knowing that it wasn't going to be great. And she tried to figure it all out. I think it was her destiny to help Mr. Grinch. I keep saying Mr. Grinch. To her destiny to help the Grinch out. And, she had to. It was something she was born to do.
I always have the best answers.
No, you don't.
I have some of the best answers because I'm smaller and better.
Okay. You can say that, but we
Sadie,
don't know
shut up!
Okay, if... Oh, I was about to ask a question, but it wasn't a Grinch related.
Just do it. Just
what's the Grinch? What do you think? How old do you think was the Grinch was in this?
I think he was 15.
I think he was in his 20s to 30s.
Now I'm changing my mind.
Like mid-20s, mid-30s-ish. And we will, and yeah.
So Tegan, what was your favorite movie, the second or the third one?
I personally liked the third one.
Why?
I liked it because, well, there was like a lot of, like, there was like, I don't know what I'm talking about.
Do you think, like, because it's different?
Well, yeah, it's different. And, well, I just think it's better to me.
Mm-hmm. I personally like the second one because it's the one I've grown up with. It's different. It's cool. It's funny. Personally, I just love it.
Well, I think that's it.
Let's wrap it up.
We're wrapping it up. Wrap the burrito. Wrap it up.
Oh, voice crack.
Okay, well, thank you for listening to the Super Awesome Sister Show podcast.
It's Sassy Podcast.
I'm Sadie.
I'm Tegan.
Please subscribe for more.